What's up? What's up? What's up, good people? What's up? What's up? It's morning time. I'm out here moving around, and I definitely wanted to tap in with my folks. You know, be more consistent with my podcast. I don't want to leave no room for error, no room for nothing, you know? So this morning, feeling good like I always feel, man. Wake up early, you know what I'm saying? Give thanks, say a quick prayer, and just, you know, speak the positive affirmations of my life, man. You know, yesterday was rotten. Yesterday, you know, right? Just wanted to kind of tap in on this, what I mean about being thankful and thanking God for life and for everything. Was rotten, and I had to right away, of course. You know, I'm a careful. I like to think of myself as a careful driver. And of course, you know, I'm driving, y'all. So, you know, you might hear a little bit of engine. And I like to keep it raw. Like, this is my car series, man. It's the car series. And I was riding, and the lady was waiting at the light. You know, of course, she had like more sort of right away once I passed and she could turn. Wasn't nobody really behind me, but I'm driving at a good speed. Wasn't speeding or nothing. And she just pulls out in front of me. I mean, she pulls out in front of me like wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. If it wasn't for my quick reaction and my, you know what I'm saying, hit my brakes, and like I said, I was on point, it would have been a nasty situation, y'all. So I just want to say I'm thankful. You know, like I always say, I get up in the morning and I give thanks, and I just, you know, we don't know what's gonna happen. All we can do is just pray and ask that, you know, whatever it may be, that we see our way out of it, and we just, you know, remain thankful. And just wanted to share that with you because, you know, life is a very important thing, man. And that's why I speak life. I speak life, and that's all I acknowledge is life. Because everybody out here could be speaking about this, this, and this. You listen to music nowadays, all they're speaking about is negativity. And I like to just be a positive person when I can. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm perfect and no shape, form, or fashion, you know, but I like to look at it from an aspect of, you know, I'm out here trying. I'm trying to make my changes as I go, you know, and helping those along the way that I can. You know, when I speak, I try to speak with the most assertiveness that I can speak with so that people hear me and they feel me and they understand that at the end of the day, no matter what your situation is, I don't care if you're down and out. I don't care if you've lost something, lost somebody. If you're in a position to where you're kind of unfocused and you just may not know what is going on, all you have to do, and this is something I've learned from doing myself, people, like, all you got to do is sit down, gain your focus, see where the issue is. Look at the issue. If the issue is you, then say that, you know, I am the issue, you know, I'm the problem. If that's the case, you know, you square up, you get focused, and you say, okay, if I'm the issue, right? If my attitude is the issue, if my way of thinking is the issue, how do I change this issue, right? And then you gotta be like, all right, so how this is how, you know, you make it a pen and pad, whatever, however you do it, you know, you write it down. And you write the pros, you write some cons, you write however you want to do it. This is your me just giving you a little diagram of how I look at it. And you, ultimately, you know what I'm saying, you start to look and be like, you know what, I could change this. I can very well change how I'm perceived. I can very well change how I think. I can very well change my surroundings. I can change the people that are in my life. If you mean me no good, then It's a wrap. It is a wrap, and going about your business. Live your life the best way you see best fit. You don't owe nobody anything in this world but yourself and your loved ones. You know, I would honestly say you put God first. If you don't believe, however you feel, put whatever you need to put first. Push yourself and just stay focused. You know, I look at it like, you know, if a person is in my life, they in my life for a reason. If they not, it's no longer, then they going for a reason. I don't never walk around here, people, and be like, yo, I'm just the perfect person. Like, yeah, I'm just that. Nah, man. I'm not the worst person in the world, but, you know, I rule with an iron fist. Sometimes I get a little attitude-ish about certain things because they're not going my way. Or, you know, I might make a wrong decision because I didn't think it through. You know what I'm saying? And these are some of the imperfections that I know I have and that I try my best to work on. You know? I don't walk around here with my on my high horse thinking that, you know, I'm just not with you. Nah, not at all. Not at all, folks. And I think that the more that we sit down and we humble ourselves and we show that we're grateful for life and we show that we're grateful for the things that we do have and the things that we don't have. Because a lot of the times, the things that you want are the things that's not necessarily for you. I can want a new car. I can want this particular female in my life. I can want this, you know. But who's to say that what you want and you get it eventually? And it's like, man, I never needed this. I was validation for myself the whole time. I validate me. Nobody validates me. I validate myself, and I'm strong. I am very aware of, you know, I'm very aware of who I am, what I bring to anything that I'm in, if given the chance, you know. I write in my book every day. I write the pros and the cons about myself, about what I'm doing, and when I look at it, I'll be like, you know what, man, how could we change this? What about the next time you meet somebody? Like, what would you do different, Will? Or what about the next job that you get? You know, are you going to work for somebody else's company? Or are you going to go ahead and start a business for yourself? Are you going to maintain, you know, a lifestyle that you want? Or are you going to maintain a lifestyle that somebody else wants? You don't conform and change for nobody. You do the things you like will be the things you like. And the things that they like will be the things that, you know, you guys will enjoy about one another. And then overall, when it gets to the point, there are going to be some things that are going to be like, oh, you know what, I don't like this about that person. And you're not going to like everything about everybody. You know, like, it's genuinely just not going to bounce like that. You know, if it did, people, then we would all be just in a perfect situation every time. And again, it just doesn't work like that. You know, I want to be truthful. I want to be honest, man. I want to be honest and I want to be truthful. And I want to speak in a sense of, you gotta have common sense to know, you know what I'm saying, what it is that what you should expect from the person that you're with, your friends, your family, and so on and so forth. I don't have a person around me right now that doesn't belong around me. I'll be by myself probably 95% of the time because just how my last couple of weeks, just how I see how people move, I don't even want to be bothered. You know, if I'm not with my kids and I'm not with the good people that I do, you know, certain people, unfortunately, I have to be around in certain cases. But that doesn't mean that, you know, I gotta become them. I gotta become their energy. I gotta become, you know, I gotta become their narrative. It's okay, you know, sometimes we get suckered in, sometimes we get pulled in. It happens. Energy is I'm telling y'all, it's very, 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 very serious and very true. If you don't protect what you have, you will be all over the place and miserable, and you don't even know why. Because somebody done came in and put their energy on you, and now you just are, oh, man, I don't want to live. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Like, nah, man. Live. Live your life. Praise God. Praise Allah. Praise whoever it is that you are feeling in your life is managing and helping you. Give praises. Give flowers to people that are around you that are helpful and that they are in your life honestly and bringing you, at least bringing you to a point where they're allowing you to go to the next step. They're not holding you back. Oh, man, you're supposed to be my friend. You're supposed to be stuck with me and woo-woo-woo. Stuck with, man, I am not stuck. I'm not stuck with nobody, and I'm not stuck anywhere. I'm gonna keep pushing, you know. I'm gonna keep going, and I'm gonna just keep asking and pleading that I can continue to keep doing what I'm doing. I love what I'm doing, you know. I love what I'm doing. I do overtime, I do this, I do that. I love that I'm changing lives. I'm changing my life, man. There's certain things that I didn't take serious in past years that I take serious now. And maybe I can get to be a little bit too serious sometimes, but I mean, that's me. That's me. And to the right person, that particular thing would be something like, you know what? Maybe I need to become more serious in my life. You know, I look at what Will's doing, and I see what he's doing, and it's working for him. It's working for him. Now, everything is not going to always work for the next person because, again, we're all different people. But I say that to say this, though. When it's all said and done, my good people, you know, what are they going to say about you? What is going to be the conversation they're going to have? You know, man, he ain't never do nothing. She ain't never do nothing in her life. She didn't, and you know, she talked about doing this. He talked about doing that. He talked about travel. You know, and you never did nothing. So then you go with regrets. I have not one regret in my life at this point. I feel like I could have made some better decisions. I feel like I could have treated people better, you know, in my years of maybe from 28, from my 20s and up. Of course, there's a lot of things. I mean, you still learning. Hell, you got grown men today, still to this day, in their 40s and 50s that are still learning. Grown women that are still learning. We don't know everything. You know, everybody may think they do. And everybody wants to say, well, you know, I'm this and I'm that. Well, honestly, check yourself. Give yourself a reality check, right? Really, really check yourself. Give yourself that reality check and sit down and really analyze. Look at the friends you have around you. Look at who you are. And look at your attitude. Look at your ways. Look at everything about you. Analyze you for now, you know? Like, And then from there, you be like, okay, what I don't like, what I do like, you know, or what, man, I could change this, man. And then make them necessary changes on you, man. Stop living for everybody else. Stop doing because everybody else is doing. Detach yourself from that way of thinking. If you got to detach yourself from social media, detach yourself from social media and leave it all alone and really focus on what it is that you want to do with your life. And when it's all said and done, if you want to get back on, you can. But you don't need that validation. I don't care. I don't seek nobody's validation other than me asking and then praying and just putting it to the universe. My validation comes from me. I don't like what I got going on. Goodbye, man. I see you next time around, next go around. I'm apologetic. I'm a humble person. I like to hold myself accountable for whatever it is you can always call me out on my stuff, and I'm gonna say, you know what? If I did it, you know, I'm gonna just be like, man, listen, I ain't finna cop out. I'm not gonna sit here and say, oh man, you know, I don't know. I messed up. I made a mistake. I did that. It wasn't your fault. I did that. I made that mistake, man. I gotta correct that. I gotta apologize. You know what I'm saying? I gotta let you know that at the end of the day, it's not, you know, it's not my intention, but it's me. I messed up. You gotta hold yourself accountable for what you doing too. Everybody, and another thing is, everybody wants to blame somebody when stuff is not looking right. It's because he or she did, you know, they did this and they did that. But nobody wants to really look at themselves in the mirror and say, you know what, man, I'm the problem. I'm the problem, and I gotta understand that, man. I gotta fix this. I'm toxic, or I was lying, or I'm not telling the truth. And I'm not saying me in general, y'all, but these are some of the things you gotta call yourself out on. Now, if somebody calls you out on themselves, then that's different. That's different. You know what I'm saying? Take it on the chin and deal with it. You know? Take it on the chin and deal with it and fix it. Fix it and stop playing around with your life and your happiness. And go out here and be happy. Stop acting like woe is me. Stop playing the victim. You know? Stop playing the victim and get out here and live your daggone life, man. And it's okay to play the victim. It's okay to win and feel like, you know what? God, thank you. I'm thankful. I'm well grounded. I'm well, you know, this definitely was a shocker, but you know what? Man, it came through and at the right time, and I feel good about it. Like, I can step into a room and I can genuinely be me, and nothing more. And if, you know, if people can't rock with that, man, it's a reason we gotta exit door, man. It's a reason we gotta exit door. See yourself through that door, man. I'm all about at this point in my life, or any man or any woman, at this point in your life, man, you should be about just happiness, being at peace, and going on and just pushing forward and making things happen. And that's it. You know, no rush. Hurry up, rush. Nah, man. Make your decisions. Make the best decisions, though. Don't make them out of, you know, just, oh man, I gotta do this because they want. Nah, man. Take your time. Take your time and do what's right. You know, I talk to the universe, and the universe talk back to me. Pray, however the prayer is answered, it is answered, and I feel it. I wake up different. I wake up happy. You know, I wake up, you know, some people hate Mondays. I used to hate Mondays. I wake up like, man, look, bro, you better be happy that you're able to see this Monday or this Tuesday or this Wednesday. And, you know, no, nothing is promised. You know, get out your mind and get out your way and your arrogance. And know, like, man, look, man, okay. I treat Monday like I treat any other day. Now, do we get tired? Do we get flustered? Why, yes, we do. We all do. And you wouldn't be human if you weren't. But it's okay, you know, when you're feeling it, and you kind of just want to just like take some time, like, you know, I mean, I gotta breathe a little bit, man. This is this is, you know, I gotta get back right. I gotta focus, you know. And then you're going about your business, man. Start living your life, man. You know, stop worrying about what the next person thinks or what they gonna feel or how they gonna, you know, how they may see you, because you're not doing the same things that you used to do. You're focused on the bigger picture. You're focused on the bigger picture. And that today is my morning scribe. Live your life. Focus on a bigger picture that you have set for your life. Praise whoever it is that you seek to praise. You know, whatever it is that you do to keep yourself spiritually aligned. Man, practice it. Focus. You know, and live, man. And prepare, and try to prepare for next step. You know, it's okay. It's okay if we fail. You know, we falter, we fall. We make bad decisions, and it puts us in a predicament. But also, what you can do is through all of what I just said to you, all of those things, you can definitely pick yourself back up, dust yourself off, and keep trying until you get it. The worst thing you can do is give up. The worst thing you can do is give up. You know, and if anybody has made it to the end today, hopefully, you know, something I said may spark some type of fire in you. And you just take that ignition and just go full throttle, man. Full throttle. You know, keep your life, you know, and just keep going and just keep pushing. You know, stay focused. And you'll get it. And with that being said, man, I wish you guys to have a great week, a great day, a great month. October is the month of manifesting. So manifest all of what is positive in your life, all of what you would love to have in your life, be it marriage, be it a job, be it something for your kids, and live, man. Just live. Enjoy the air. Breathe it in. There's a lot of people that didn't wake up this morning, or didn't make it through yesterday. You did. So be grateful and be humble. Don't let that stress you out. Stress don't live in me, in my house. I deal with things, and I just, but this is what I'm going to do to get past it. No more stress, man. We live a stress-free. You know? Give the glory, man. I wish y'all to have a good one. Peace.